Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Today we'll be covering the case of It's a Trap! With that said, on with the show. Byron David Smith, a retired security engineering officer with the U.S. State Department, had dealt with his Little Falls, Minnesota home being burglarized several times in as many months. He installed an alarm system complete with video cameras aimed at several areas around his house. Then on Thanksgiving Day in 2012, he sat in his basement with a rifle and waited. The video from that day captures Byron moving his truck from the driveway prior to the break-in to make it appear as if he wasn't home. Then an hour later, two teens in hoodies can be seen casing his home before entering his property. Those two people were Haley Elaine Kiefer, 18, and her cousin, Nicholas Brady, 17 years old, both of whom were unarmed. Byron had suspected both Haley and Nicholas of having been responsible for at least some of the earlier break-ins, and they were also later suspected of a robbery of a retired school teacher that had occurred earlier that very same day. While Byron sat in his basement waiting, he had a tape recorder running. There are hours of audio recordings that document his time lying in wait, complete with the sound of breaking glass and the ensuing confrontation. The audio captures the shots fired and Smith's statements during and after the killings. He calls Haley a bitch and says, "Cute. I'm sure she thought she was a real pro." Then after he delivered the final fatal shot at close range under her chin, he whispers to himself, appearing to practice statements he would give the authorities when they came. Quote, "I refuse to live in fear. I am not a bleeding heart liberal. I felt like I was cleaning up a mess. I was doing my civic duty. I don't see them as human. I see them as vermin." Unquote. I have that recording of that incident, or that very section of them entering all the way up to him speaking to himself. I'll play that for you now.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
You're dying.
Bitch. Cute. I'm sure she thought she was a real pro. feel a little bit safer. Not totally safe. I'm still shaking a bit, but a little bit safer. I refuse to live in fear. I am not a bleeding heart liberal. I felt like I was cleaning up a mess. Not like spilled food. Not like vomit. Not even like diarrhea. The worst mess possible. In some tiny little respect, I was doing my civic duty. Because the law enforcement system wouldn't handle it, and I had to do it. I had to do it. They weren't human. I don't see them as human. I see them as vermin. This bitch was going to go through her life spoiling things for other people. Thieving, robbing, drug use. It's all fun, cool, exciting, and highly profitable until somebody kills you. Like I give a damn who she is. I'm sorry. So much regret. I try to be a good person. I try to do what I should, be friendly to other people, help them when I can. Try to be a good citizen, not cheat people, be fair. And because I try to be a decent person, they think I'm a patsy. I'm a sucker. They think I'm there for them to take advantage of. Is that the reward for being a good person? And if I gather enough evidence, they might be prosecuted. If they're prosecuted, it might go to court. If it goes to court, they might be found guilty. If they're found guilty, they might spend 6 months, 2 years in jail. And then they're out, and they need money worse than ever, and they're filled with revenge. I cannot live a life like that. I cannot have that chewing on me for the rest of my life. I cannot. I refuse to live with that level of fear.
And we're back. Incredibly, despite the two dead bodies in his house, Byron wouldn't actually call the police until the next day, stating that he didn't want to bother the police because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Byron's defense and throughout this trial was based on the Castle Doctrine, a 17th century common law, English common law, that holds that individuals have the right to defend their property against a trespasser. In most states in America, this includes the individual's right to defend a home or vehicle against any perceived threat without the need to retreat first. In 2005, Florida would be the first state to enact a Stand Your Ground law. which broadened the scope of the castle doctrine to include any space where an individual felt threatened rather than just an individual's own property. The biggest difference between stand your ground and self-defense is that the latter carries more burden on the accused to prove that they were not the instigator and that they made more effort to retreat before determining that there was a reasonable threat. The most infamous Florida case tried under the stand your ground law was that of Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed by George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch captain in Sanford. George, who had reported Martin to authorities as a suspicious person, would later be acquitted of the crime. In Texas, for another example, Joel Horn saw two burglars break into his neighbor's home. He called 911 and asked the operator if he should stop the burglars with his shotgun. The tape of Joel's 911 call clearly showed that he was well aware of the new legislation. Quote, "The laws have changed since September the 1st. I have the right to protect myself," unquote. Despite the 911 operator telling him that police were on the way and that he should not act, Joel went to the house and killed the two men. He claimed self-defense and was not indicted when the case went before the grand jury. In 2012, the shootings of Kiefer and Brady, Byron showed a similar resolve to dish out what he saw as justice. Quote, "If you're trying to shoot somebody and they laugh at you, you go again," unquote. He said as justification for the additional shots fired on Kiefer as she had already been incapacitated. At his trial, the jury considered the number of shots fired as excessive, even under the Castle Doctrine. They also believed that Byron moving his truck to give his home the appearance of being abandoned and thus lure the burglars to his property counted as premeditation. In April 2014, Byron was convicted of 4 counts of murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. One of the jurors would later say that it had been the audio tapes that sealed the verdict for the jury. Quote, "We were dealing with a deranged individual," unquote, the juror said. Before we go on, big shout out to Investigation Discovery Crime Feed. Without them, this episode would have been possible. I personally believe in the right to defend one's home, possessions, family, and family with firearms. Criminals do not listen to or obey the laws. They are criminals, after all. They won't listen to firearm legislation or laws. Every homicide on this show that involved a firearm involved criminal activity. It wasn't an accident. Now, going into someone else's property and trespassing, not knowing of the possible dangers lurking on and within the property, as a perpetrator of crime, a criminal takes that chance of being shot and possibly killed. Don't get me wrong, though. I'm in no way condoning what Byron did. He set up a trap, lured, and murdered those two kids. I've learned growing up from various sources that crime doesn't pay and to always do the right thing. It's unfortunate that not everyone is taught the same thing. With that said, this brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts. On social media, you will not find me on any big tech platforms. If you see an account there from me, it might be mine, but I'm not there. I haven't closed the, haven't gotten around to closing the accounts yet. I am on alternate social media. You'll find me on zafula.com. That's X's and X-ray, EPHULA.com. You'll find me there, my personal page, as well as the show's official page. Look for the verification check mark, that is me. Be sure to sign up, give the show's page a like, and send me a friend request. I'll be sure, I will actually accept. Mahalo, and I'll see you next time on the darker side.